No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. Words taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most everyone has heard of the Tower of London. The Tower of London is situated on the north bank of the Thames River. It occupies 18 acres and stands on Tower Hill. The tower was used as a royal residence as well as a prison through Elizabethan times. During the persecution of the church in the 16th and 17th centuries, hundreds of Catholics were imprisoned in this grim and massive prison and eventually would go on to die for their Catholic faith. Executions were held either in the central keep or just outside the tower on Tower Hill. Under Queen Elizabeth, more than 80 priests and laymen went to their martyrdom under the reign of Queen Elizabeth alone. The last martyr to suffer in London was Oliver Plunkett, the Archbishop of Armagh, and this was in 1681. Now, there is recorded the life story of a certain man who was held in the Tower of London, Philip Howard, the Earl of Arundel, suffered for over 10 years in this prison. He was the head of an old and famous English family, and he had been thrown into the tower because he had refused to take the oath of supremacy. Anyone who took the oath of supremacy at that time in England recognized the supremacy of Queen Elizabeth as the head of the church in England. But on account of Philip's ancestry and the fact that he was an earl, the queen realized that it was not right that he should die in a dungeon. She therefore did her best to win him over. She sent her first minister to him in order that he might be able to try to change the earl's mind. And the most alluring offers were made to Philip with the hopes that he would change his mind and take the oath of supremacy. The queen promised him freedom, the complete restoration of all his property, his lands, and castles, which he did have a few. She promised reunion with his young wife and his baby boy, who had been born after he had been imprisoned and who he had not yet seen. But to all these worldly offers, Philip Howard replied, "Nothing in the world, not even the persons dearest to me, can make me renounce my faith. Indeed, it is a shameful thing to lie in the chains of sin, but it is glorious to bear bonds and chains for the love of Jesus Christ." On the wall of his cell, he wrote with a piece of charcoal, and these words are still visible to this day. "The more suffering for Christ in this life, the more glory with Christ in the life to come." And these were, in fact, his last words. After 10 years of suffering, Philip died at the age of 40 in the year 1595 in the dungeons of the grim Tower of London. Today's gospel, our Lord very clearly tells his disciples, no man can serve two masters. He then tells them the reason for this. He says either a person will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and he will despise the other. Our Lord, the one and only master, then says, you cannot serve God and mammon. He is thus telling us that we cannot at the same time give ourselves up to God on the one hand, and then on the other hand, seek, desire, and love riches. My dear friends, our goal throughout life ought to be how we can fulfill God's will. How can we make ourselves more pleasing in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, our Immaculate Queen, all the angels and saints, especially the saints who have already tread this earth and have made it to heaven, who see very clearly the one obstacle that prevents us from fulfilling this goal, the riches of this world, the riches which everywhere surround us, especially in our own day and age. The allurements of the world are so vehement, violent, that many souls get carried away by them. So many people today are attached more to the things of this earth than they are to God. Especially today, when our society is drowning in materialism. It's very clear. But as we know from our Baltimore Catechism, the one and only reason, the primary reason that God made us is to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this world, and then to be forever happy with Him in the next. And so we cannot give half of ourselves to God and then the other half reserve for the world. We must be for Christ or against Him. Our loyalties cannot be divided. St. Paul says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Philip Howard, the English martyr, is an inspiring example of holy detachment from the goods of this world. He spent 10 years in prison. Never saw his boy. Never again saw his wife. And if we think about that, it gives us an insight into how strong that man's love was for God. He was able to put God first, to prefer him to everything else. All because he would not simply take the oath of supremacy, which would have restored everything to him. We should take great confidence in this man who, despite the fact that he lived hundreds of years ago, does not change at all the value of what this man did, among many others. But we should strive today on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost to really consider what our Lord is trying to tell us through this gospel. To consider more often, what does God want from me? And not so much, what do I want from God? It's a common thought we wrestle with often. To want to do God's will and not our own. Ask the Blessed Mother that she give you the grace today to courageously reject anything that would prevent your growth in the knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ. Especially over the course of the next few days, the days of the month of August, which month is specifically dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to let us use this opportunity to ask her for this special grace to know her Son, that we may both love and serve Him just as she did, so that we may one day be with them for all eternity in absolute bliss in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.